This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. There's a flashlight going on in the studio. He's got flashed by Bill over there.
Oh, from a flashlight.
Yes.
From a flashlight.
How are you doing a sip today?
Jake.
You commented on Bill's parking when he got in today. What erratic. Was that all about? What's up with that?
It's erratic.
He came after me.
Erratic how, though?
Well, you just park all over the place now. It used to be a standard spot. Right across the street on what street is that?
This is 11th Street here. 11th Street.
Now it's all over the place. What do you got in that bag? Bill's opening
a
bag.
I got a lot going on.
We had a gift sent to the station. It said CC Bill Bush on it. It's for the stool, but it said Attention Bill Bush on that.
Oh, wow.
On the gift, which you'll see.
Where do you feel the weight of these
in things? A second. Bill will get on the microphone in a second, but he's in the studio.
He's getting
prepared for the show.
Yeah, getting chastised for my parking.
Not chastised, just an observation.
Yeah, it's not,
Bill.
Like he's not saying your parking is bad in the lines. It's just you're on that side of the street, you're on this side of the street. We like constant, consistent.
Well, I told him what happened, so the breakers understand that I'm not losing it. If I arrive before Rudy gets here, I park so I can see the when Rudy comes in, so I can see the lights going. If I get here and the lights are already on, then I park on the east side. Then it's west side, and sometimes I am down farther though. But here's the other problem is you parked in the exact same spot for a year and a half, exact same stall for a year and a half. Then all of a sudden you start changing,
start moving down.
You were on the east side back there.
That's fair.
And then all of a sudden
you move closer now.
Everything. Then also you started to stand for the show. Then that happened. That threw me off on that,
that's
too.
That's fair. Yeah. All that's fair.
Yeah. We've dropped our consistency in some things. Now we're just erratic, which is fine.
Yeah.
Can't always be the same.
Can we talk about Rick and Susie McManigle?
Yes.
So I talked about this before,
who are they?
Prior to. This Rick is the one who live streamed the softball game from Bubba's Bar in Lynch. And he had to stand up on a chair. They hoisted him up on a chair, and everyone was cheering and yelling as Rick held up his phone and then did the play by play, and it let us know like that full count, runners on first and third.
This was during the softball.
During the softball tourney. Yeah, it was incredible. So Rick and Susie,
Nebraska.
Yes, Nebraska
Huskers,
softball.
Yes, Nebraska softball. It was not South Carolina softball. Absolutely not. It was Nebraska softball. It was Jordy Ball.
Jordy
type of situation. Well, we mentioned that we needed some pins. Mm-hmm. So Rick came through and Susie came through with a bag of pins, and the weight of the pin is the heaviest pin I've ever felt.
Jeez.
Is that not heavy?
Yeah.
It just screams quality, doesn't it?
It does.
It does. And then also I needed a keychain and a flashlight, and I got all of them. Look at that. I got a flashlight.
That in your truck.
Yeah. It's going to be so nice to have. I've got a flashlight. So I just got to throw this out there because people are always kind of wondering like that. This is Huskerland Bulldogs. So Rick and Susie, they also breed bulldogs.
Oh!
Yeah, so if you're ever looking for a bulldog.
Really?
Rick and Susie at Huskerland Bulldogs like that. And they were voted number one bulldog breeders in the nation
last
year. That's
lucrative.
Yeah, number one. But just think, you want to get a really good bulldog pedigree. Mm-hmm. So they have the best. So they number one bulldog breeder in America last year, Rick and Susie.
No, can't. No joke. No joke.
No camp.
Top breeders in America?
Yeah, that's who they are. Yes. Voted on by a panel of people.
The McManigles.
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 Not mechanicals.
It's in the same ballpark.
It's not in the mechanicals.
Mechanical, McManigle, you know. Yes. Potato, potato.
The McManimal.
Rick and Susie, they're
the McAnimals.
They're a giant. The McAnimals.
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
McManigles. Yeah.
It's
Sixth grade simple.
We got that one. Yeah. They also, they're lifesavers, too. There are people I have to call sometimes if there's a pickle at our cabin for something.
Oh.
That's who I call.
What about Greg?
I get a hold of, what's that?
Doesn't Greg get involved in that sometimes?
Well, this is more just like, hey, we can't get up there to mow. And they have a giant.
Yeah, Greg
they
can't
have,
do that.
And they have one of those giant mowers, and they're just down from us. And so he whips over there. And then Susie also weed eats. I go, yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, there's good people. Yeah. So look at your gift bag.
Yeah, so I have a gift bag I got.
You're out of control right now.
I am. It's very exciting. So that's Rick and Susie McManigle, and that's the number one bulldog breeding in the world.
Huskerland
Bulldogs.
Read the number in case people want to get a hold of
them.
They
do. And the website is huskerlandbulldogs.com, and then the phone number is 402-288-4430. Maybe just text him today and just thank him for helping the team out here. So it's 402-288-4403. Thank you, Rick and Susie.
Maybe a gift, Christmas gift for Scotland, a bulldog.
That would be a nice. So, but I like.
Let's do that.
A bulldog.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Maybe down the road, not quite yet.
You know what Creighton is? Know what their mascot is?
What? Bulldogs.
The bulldog.
Oh, Creighton.
Yeah. Yes.
The Creighton Bulldogs.
Yeah,
they are.
And there are, and is that where they're from?
Yes.
Okay.
That's their location.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. It's a nice pen. I think since our cry for pens last Thursday,
once again,
we've had, three straight deliveries of pens. We had Stevens and Smith yesterday with Bolt. We had George and these nice pens right here we've been using.
And we'll take more.
We'll take more.
We're to do not feel right now that you're behind.
Yeah, we're never short
Please
of pens.
Please send in. We'll give you a, and then also it's a nice little free shout out. We'll always give you
Absolute
a shout out.
Absolute Bolt.
Yeah.
This is just fun. Huskerland Bulldogs. It's nice. Yeah, by the way, quick show note for those trying to watch on Twitter, it's not working.
Oh, no.
So,
what happened to X?
Oh, there's two things. For the breakers that like to chime in via YouTube, Facebook, this is your way to chat because the text line is also down. Right now, our text line is not working properly. It's logged out, can't get back in, it's showing an error. And we're not on Twitter. So if you're on YouTube, or you're not on YouTube usually, it's your time to go to YouTube because that's your best way to comment with us today. I don't have a text line available, and Twitter's down.
So please,
YouTube, 93.7 The Ticket on YouTube. Find an early break. You can chime in. I see Genghis already there. Mr. Hold is in there.
This is what comes up on my screen when I try to get Twitter.
Yeah, I think Twitter's down.
Well, also our website, huskeronline.com.
That's down too.
Well, there might be some kind of internal.
We need Applied Connective here on top of this.
Have
we
been Will, text in. Oh, you can't text in. We can't.
You can't
do that.
Get on YouTube.
Get on the tube.
Yeah, YouTube in here, Will, because that's our.
We have FM.
FM's up. We're on FM. We're on everything else besides Twitter and the text line. You can find us on Allo 961. We are.
I'm going to tell you right now. Not having the text line. Do we even
How's
do the show?
Work? How's that going?
Do we even
work?
Do
well,
the show?
The YouTube will be the show today.
Okay.
That'd be the text line. If you want to chime in, your chance to be seen is commenting on YouTube today. So please
like Jake.
Do that.
Yeah, what does he got going there?
Sleeves like
it's kind of hot in here.
I don't want to take
the jacket off.
You're right, it is, but now I'm cooled down. That cooled me right down.
It helps a little bit.
Freed up my wrist.
It helps a little bit.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
You got them all the way up, too.
I feel different. To me, it feels good.
Yeah, what is that look right there? I don't even know what that is.
People do this with sleeves.
I don't know if they do that.
That does not look weird on Sip. That looks fine.
The best part is you're hot.
It is hot in here. It's warm.
It's warm.
I've never seen somebody look weird with rolled up
does it
sleeves.
Look okay?
That looks fine to me. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I think it's pretty common.
Yeah.
Breakers, is it common to roll up your sleeves on a quarter jacket?
Quarter zip.
It's not up to my
I love that
shoulders.
One.
It's to it my elbows.
Shows that we're serious. Time to roll up the sleeves, guys. To get this stuff done. Imagine that. Did you ever say that at the Journal Star? Guys, roll up your sleeves.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long night. We just fired a coach. Here we
Better
go.
Dig in.
Better
Sometimes you just need the sleeves up.
Sometimes you got to roll up your sleeves.
Got to do that.
Firings had to be good for you, though, Steve. It's kind of like.
They were.
It gives you a lot to write about.
Wise.
I mean, it gives you a lot of stuff to. Yeah, you got a lot of attention during that time.
Traffic.
Yeah.
What's the, Dirty Laundry, that song?
Give us Dirty Laundry.
Yeah, I hate
that
song. Don Henley.
I hate that song.
You know what?
Dirty.
We're going to butt heads.
I played that song before Song of the Day, and Bill gave it like a 1-3, and Sip gave it like an 8. So we've already had the conversation here.
Don Henley.
Yeah.
I like the song, too.
Anyway, Sometimes you got to roll up your sleeves. Okay, go ahead, guys. You're pretend you're at Super Saver now, and you're talking to somebody about the weather.
Last night was
how about last night?
Well, last night was crazy.
Did you hear thunder? I heard thunder.
Isn't it November? Is it seem
odd? Oh yeah, just the whole thing. It's not the heat; it's the humidity that gets you.
Yeah, but what 7:30 or so we had thunder show up last night.
A little later.
I think it was 7:30.
Hey, a little later, I think.
Like, I was at Planet Fitness till 9, and it seemed like... Oh, no, it was later, because I was...
I kept saying
I'm not leaving until it stops.
I'm telling you, at least at 7:45 at my house, okay. We heard thunder.
Well, yeah, 7:45, Jake. That's not 7:30.
True, so. 15 minutes. But he's saying 9 o'clock.
Well, then it kept going. It kept going.
It wasn't like it was a 10-minute spurt. It happened for a while.
The thunder and lightning is what got me.
And the heavy rain, right?
Yeah, heavy rain.
Did it rain on your side of town?
Yes. Did rain.
It turned the dust into mud.
There's no. Come on.
I don't know.
I appreciate you doing that.
I did not hear any. There was shout outs for pea-sized hail. I didn't hear any hail.
I thought I heard hail for a brief.
Oh, was there hail? Minutes.
There was a shout out for pea-sized hail, but I did not hear any hail or see any hail at our house.
Yeah, Planet Fitness, it has a tin roof and it sounds... I don't think I'd ever heard rain there. Because I had to call one of the girls over.
There's a lot of fitness sounds going on there.
Emma. Right? I called Emma over and said, what is that? She goes, it's raining. It's like a tin roof. I said, I've been doing...
What is that sound?
I didn't know what...
something hitting the roof. What could it be?
Is there some...
Seriously.
Are there shenanigans on the roof right now? Yeah.
Is there a bunch of reindeer up there? Or is it rain?
If it's Christmas?
It wasn't immediately discernible to me that it was... I thought maybe it was something in the speaker system or something. It overtook everything. She goes, it's raining out. It's a tin roof. I was like... I'd never heard that at Planet Fitness. I don't think I have.
It was a full on. But when I said I took sugar out after that, and it smelled like it was late March. It was a complete spring smell. It was very odd.
Very odd.
Yes. The whole thing was. We needed the rain, though.
We did.
We didn't need
it. It's
been a while. We've been a little dry here. Drought's over.
But I don't think we got a lot of rain, right?
I didn't see the report. Anybody got a report of rain last night at all?
Greg?
Do we really trust Greg's?
Well, Greg might be at the dentist.
Greg's gauge has been a little bit off for the last couple of years for some reason.
Greg didn't call us on this one. Be ready for rain.
Yeah.
Giant storm came through. Didn't tell us a word. Listen, though. Right? Greg's organizing our entire...
And Greg brought in breakfast. So he's kind of off.
What's he organizing?
What's that?
What's he organizing?
The trust tree. He's organizing
for
the trust.
For what?
For the biggest Thanksgiving Eve party ever.
Here.
6 to 9 a.m.
In the morning.
6 to 9 a.m.
Next Wednesday.
Duke wants to reach out like that. If there's anywhere we can go afterwards for Bloody Marys right away.
I'm sure. Well, yeah. The bird, probably, right? Yeah, yeah. Go to the bird?
Yeah, go to the bird, maybe. That'd be the place to go. That would be the place. Imagine going over there. That'd be nice to get some hash rolls and a Bloody Mary.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, wait a second. This is Wednesday at 6 a.m.
Next Wednesday.
Not tomorrow.
No, not tomorrow.
If you showed up, it's great, but no, we don't. The Tree of Trust will not be up. Greg and McSafety are running the Tree of Trust.
And this is and McSafety stays in?
Yes, he did text he was in.
We'll be bringing some donuts. We'll need some, McSafety. You and Kaser.
Kaser's in charge, yeah.
And Greg did say he has some surprises, a couple surprises.
Lord, let him go. We're going to let him cook.
Yep.
He likes creativity. He brings.
We could have people text in if they're coming, but we don't have we can't text in.
Yeah, text lines. You could YouTube it. Chime YouTube on YouTube, possibly. If you're your only here. Chance to
we
connect
We had one
today.
Chef say he's showing up. Do we have two? It'd be nice to get a whole line of chefs.
Who's the other one?
Chef Matthew said he'd bring in food. I don't know if any of the chefs besides
isn't Blitzkrieg a chef?
Blitzkrieg's bringing food.
He works at...
Blitzkrieg's bringing stuff.
Yes, chef.
Yes, he's a chef.
Jake, I'm up and running on my...
Twitter? Okay, I'll try it again. Yeah, it's not... That doesn't change the text line, though.
Oh, we need that text.
Yeah, it's still not working.
How are we going to do Song of the Day?
Yeah.
Well,
tell us that one.
We have YouTube people that chime in that way. We get about 15 responses to YouTube usually for Song of the Day. So we'll do that way today.
Maybe just do Song of the Day tomorrow.
Can't do that. It'll be today.
Okay.
No, we got to do
it
today.
I think you like today's song. I think so.
Well,
is it in the 70s?
It's around the 70s.
Okay.
It's in that realm.
Okay. Then we got a chance.
It's in that stratosphere. Bill.
Okay. Don't tell us more.
Don't get too excited.
Then I know you're not going to play the song I suggested, which is fine.
Oh. You sent me a text. I'm not playing that song. Maybe someday on the road. Not tonight.
Have you ever had a
song for Bill?
You ever had a doctor's miracle? I had a doctor's miracle yesterday.
What was it?
Just as late after. I mean, it was like we're evening now. Mm-hmm. And I just texted my good friend Chuck Finley. I said, hey, is there any chance you're still working? And he's like, yeah, I get ready to leave, but yeah, what do you got? And I'm like, it's not good. He's a chiropractor.
Okay.
And I was out. My back was out.
Wait a second.
Yeah, back was out.
And yesterday?
So, yesterday. Went in late. And all of a sudden, he's like, yeah, come on over. And he just stuck around. He just stayed open. And I got there about like 6:45.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, got there at 6:45, and he got me realigned, and I'm back. And
What happened to your back?
I'm 64% better.
What happened to your back?
Don't know. It just happens. Like I said, when you get to be this age, like that, before you could ride around the back of a pickup all day, didn't bother you. Mm-hmm. Now just one wrong pillow in the wrong spot, and all of a sudden you can be, you know, 100%.
Incapacitated.
Incapacitated.
I started it, and then I tried to
say
help
it.
Back. Incapacitated.
You got it.
So I was. So Chuck, thank you.
Say it one more time like it's a practice.
Incapacitated.
Good job.
Thank you.
By the way, as of right now, as of this moment, we are back on the text line and we're back on YouTube. We had to power through.
Thank you.
We're multitasking here. I was never stopped. I never stopped working on it in here.
Good. You never back, stopped working. I didn't see you doing a lot of work over there. The sleeves were up.
You didn't see me doing all this stuff over here?
No, no.
About to be out of the studio to be doing work. I was doing all this computer work over
here. Were you?
Yes.
Yeah, you noticed.
Reaching over here.
There's a lot.
He does. My favorite is when you ever watch him, my favorite thing of all is when he takes over like this, like he's at a keyboard, when he fades the song in and out, when he fades the song for song of the day.
It's like ELO.
He's like ELO.
This is an art over here.
Yeah, it's like
it is an art.
Jake is Electric Light Orchestra.
Your
ELO.
Running the board is an art.
It's an art.
Yeah, right now.
You're an artist then.
If we had the one...
Thank you.
Jake, the artist.
I should have a...
Jake,
the artist.
Thank you.
A funny
thank
hat
you.
Or something like that.
Jake,
you know?
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
I remember that one time it was just me and Ellie here, and it was like, okay, Ellie, you're going to have to run the board, and you know that, because that's when Jake got caught in the one snowdrift that day.
Yeah, it did happen.
A little snow bump.
Yeah.
You can text in 402-464-5685. Text line is up and running. YouTube's still up and running, but now we're on Twitter. So after all that, we're back.
Yeah, all right.
And text in if you want a bulldog.
Yeah.
Too.
From a real bulldog.
Rick Husker Lane bulldog.
Yeah.
Bulldogs.
It's not a terrible idea for Christmas. Seriously.
He's probably got a couple dozen running around now. Come grab them.
Yeah. That would be a good Christmas gift for a girlfriend, a wife, a kid, an assortment of people.
I'm just telling you, there's never been a time where I've seen a bulldog where I haven't smiled. Right. Never. Never once did you see like that. Like, look at that bulldog. It just makes you smile.
God, it does.
Like Ugga.
Yeah. I'd have a hard
Ugga
time.
Ugga makes you smile.
Yeah. The only thing about that, bulldogs don't live a long life.
Mm.
They're a short.
That's hard.
That's just what it is.
Yep.
And so you enjoy them while you have them.
Yeah,
as long
talk
as you
about
can.
That.
Yeah.
How many years are we talking about for bulldogs?
Like, that's a good question, Rick. And so I think you're in like the sevens.
No.
Seven to eights. Maybe direct chime in if I'm wrong on that. But it's just a shorter life like
that's
that.
Short.
I read this the other day too. The thing of you could choose one. One of them was steak every day or for the rest of your life or something like that. The other one was, this is a hit for me and Sip, would have your dog live as long as you do.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. That would be, if I knew right now that I'm walking out of here with sugar, that I'm going out the same time.
I'll never eat steak again then.
I'd sign up. Yeah, you and Bullet, imagine that one.
Oh, I'd never eat another piece of steak. I'd be fine.
No, I'd be fine too. I'll give up steak for life.
Yep.
If I could just please walk out of here with sugar.
God, that is what 100% in agreement on that. Yes. 100%.
Anyone else agree from the text line?
That is amazing. God.
I mean, you're sitting there and you're going like, you're just like, because Bullet's at what now? 7 or 8?
Let's not talk about that. Is it 11?
Okay. So, yeah. You'd make the deal right now.
What if it like went 40
more
years?
You know what I would do? I would give 50? Up steak for Bullet. I would do it. I would give up steak if someone said.
I appreciate
said,
that.
I would. I'd go, listen.
I appreciate that.
You can
that.
Save Bullet for. Imagine
God bless you for saying that.
Imagine Bullet going 30 more years. How great would it be? Just, let's go, Bullet. Here we go. Let's go. Let's go.
It's a slow trot.
Set over to the AstroTurf.
It's just trot over
God,
the
God, we had a long. Jeez, it was ridiculous on Saturday. Yeah, I'm not even going to tell you what I did. I'll tell you off air. It got a little crazy over there. But anyway. Yeah, Bullet. That is interesting. That's not even close call.
No,
steak
it's not,
or that. It's not even close.
No, it'd be insane.
Let's say if you have 30 plus years, Bullet would be like what 42 years old at that
be
point?
Awesome.
41. Bullet at 41.
Let's see Sugar at 49.
What is Sugar look like at almost 50 years old?
Well,
chase the ball, Sugar. No, I'm good.
Oh my God,
I'll just walk over there.
One. What?
Building a breaker. little dog. Little.
Oh, wow. Look at that. That's
is that a bulldog?
Well, let me take a good look at this.
Derivative?
I get his glasses back on.
Get my glasses on for this like that. Oh, yeah. It's a bulldog with incredibly big ears.
Yeah, I think that's a bulldog.
Yeah.
Bulldog for Christmas. I'm serious. Huskerland Bulldogs.
Up in Creighton.
Yeah.
Up in Creighton. That, a lot goes on in Creighton.
Yeah, it really is.
Wonder how it went yesterday.
Think about that. I talked to my dad last night. He goes, what was going on when you and Sipple were talking through your hands? I said, Mascot Monday, Dad. Yeah. And every customer had to put a mascot on. So we were simulating the sound of what it was like to do to get cashier's checks.
Through Pistol Pete.
Through Pistol Pete's.
the tellers.
Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. This holiday season, what does comfort look like for you? Is it giving family and friends a restful night's sleep so they can wake up refreshed for the holiday traditions? Is it sharing cozy mornings with the people you love? Or is it slowing down and finding calm amid the chaos? This year, you can create your natural holiday oasis with Avocado Green Mattresses, which helps transform your home into a peaceful, grounding retreat made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort. You can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. Are you hosting some loved ones? Avocado helps you create a warm, inviting home where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
We're the ones that
took it rough. A lot of patience.
Dad was just starting. He was just like, he was chuckling. Because that's funny.
Are you careful? Make it out for one call.
Can you just write that down, please?
Mascot Monday will never get old.
Can you spell that?
Can I get your phone number, please? Yes.
Can you
just take the head off?
You take the head off real quick. And the guy pulls over, the head's all sweaty. Sorry.
Hair's all disheveled.
Late to get back to the car.
I just imagine if they said, can you write it down? And you hit
the big pause on your hand.
Let me try it. That's actually worse.
I don't know.
Let's hands. Try speaking.
You have to give him a Sharpie.
Is that a 4 or 9? What is that?
Cindy's idea.
The pause.
Okay, anyway, we're going to end this with the pause right here. Oh, the duck trying to do it with his wing, trying to write the phone number down. Yeah. Okay, that's enough for the show for today.
All right, that is Idle Chit Chat. Sponsored by 738 Ag. Do you need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, something to run the sprayer for you? 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more today at 738ag.com. Joey,
chime in. There's a lot of conversation about you being down here for
next Wednesday.
So there's people have been asking, and there's been a lot of buzz out there. And some usually where there's smoke, there's fire. So we'd like to know ahead of time because we'd like to have a booth set up for you.
Yeah, wear a 19 jersey too.
Yeah, wear your jersey.
The jersey. Yeah.
Yeah, wear your jersey down.
I'm sure it still fits.
Yeah,
he's still fit. You know?
Yeah,
he's very fit.
Yeah, I imagine.
Yeah.
464-5685. Call or text. As always, Sip, you were in the room yesterday for Matt Rhule's press conference. Right?
I was.
You were there?
Yeah, I was. I was.
Off the bye week, so no game to recap. Just looking ahead to Penn State. Of course, who gets their first win, 28-10 over Michigan State. Oh, yes. By the way, idle chit-chat, James Franklin to Virginia Tech yesterday. So,
what? Oh, yeah, yep. James Franklin.
That's done.
Yeah. That's appears done. Yeah, it's what I kind of likened it to kind of the prom date situation, where it's kind of like, okay, are you interested in going to prom with me?
No.
Are you interested in going to prom with me? No. Well, no. Okay.
Going down the line.
Going down the line like that.
Someone's
going to want to go prom with me, and it looks like it's Virginia Tech. Because I guarantee he was pushing for Auburn.
Ooh, you think so?
LSU. Oh, absolutely. If he had a chance to go to LSU or Florida, you know, he was going that route first. I would. People would always push, but no, I guarantee.
I'm a little surprised. I buy what you're saying. I'm surprised Florida might not be interested, or Auburn, not so much LSU.
Yeah, I was a little surprised, maybe like an Auburn. I don't know. But like I said, it's one of those deals where it still was like, even with his success, it was a little bit of a sell.
He could be a pain in the you-know-what for Penn State, right? Out there in the DMV.
Yeah. Recruiting-wise, yeah.
Out in the DMV.
But just always remember like that logo carries way more weight than the coach does.
Penn State.
It does. It carries more weight.
You're right.
Yeah, it's like.
The Va Tech logo?
It's a good logo. How about this? I heard today there was a time between 95 and 2010 when Beamer 10 times won 10 games. 10 times won 10 games. And remember, I think even some of that era was an 11-game season. Hmm. That's just always amazing.
What years?
It was like around 95 to 2010.
Yeah, that's about right.
That'd be a great thing. Rudy, would you look that up, please, and let us know? When did the 12-game season start?
When they had Michael Vick in there.
Yeah. So when did that
go to? They played for
it. Was it about 20 years ago that went from 11 to 12? That's also what's remarkable about Coach Osborne with the 9-game winning streak. That almost his whole career was 11-game season. That's a big difference having that one bonus game. Because what was the bonus game? Basically, it was a non-con. So it was a win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
T.O. As far as Rhule goes,
yes.
Jake?
Yes.
The first question. Well, you could just do the injury report.
Quickly. Yeah. McCullough, full go, Merritt practiced. Anybody else I'm missing? You know, Shavers is out there with his cast. You know, V9's just, you know, he's got different DNA. Yeah, Rocco's got a cast, but Rocco's good. So
health report.
Rocco and Cass have casts on. Rocco and Shavers have casts on. McCullough's full go, didn't anticipate that. Now, that's Desaun McCullough, the Jack linebacker, and then Dawson Merritt has had undisclosed injury, but sounds like he'll be okay. Then he was asked about playing a night game, 6 p.m.
They want us to play on national TV, so I love it. You know, our league is unique in that they have tolerances for certain teams. So certain teams have in the rules that they don't have to play late in the year. We don't have those tolerances. So, you know, go play on NBC, national TV. You know, do I love getting back at 3 o'clock in the morning and playing Friday at 11? Yeah. We'll go do something tough. You know, but that's, now you guys know why I say things like, hey, let's stop fighting as a Husker Nation. Let's all come together because we got bigger fish to fry. So, but that's, you know, four road night games this year. So, you know, everyone's going to get a chance to see our defense fly around. You know, I think we're in the top in a lot of defensive categories. I think we're second in completion percentage. You're going to get to see the O-line, Emmett, and versus a great Penn State defense. And so, yeah, we'll put us under a little duress. Okay. But we'll be good.
Yes. They are third nationally in pass defense, 92nd in rush defense, which is the next question. How does he size up this matchup in terms of what Penn State did against Michigan State, which is run for 182 yards in the second half?
Well, the back, I mean, they've got one of the best offensive lines you'll see in the back. Oh, they have two backs, but 13, you know, took over that game. 10 took over the game against Indiana to get them back in the game, right? So, I mean, I think they've got great run schemes. They run all the different run schemes. You know, I think last game was 50 runs, 13 passes. Yeah, no, that's exactly that. I showed it to our team yesterday. I'm like, hey, guys, 50 runs. Now, to be fair, some of those runs were quarterback dropping back and then running the ball, right? The last drive, I think Michigan State had the ball with 14 minutes left in the fourth quarter, 14:39. And it was third and 30. They threw a screen. They punted the ball. Penn State goes down and scores, and Indiana gets the ball back with 4:38. So they took 10 minutes off the clock. Not a ball in the air, other than a toss. Now, they dropped back a couple times, and then the quarterback did a great job running. So, you know, we are one of the top pass defenses in the country. We are one of the top, you know, all these different things. But we've struggled versus the run, and they are going to come out and run the football. So I look at it as what a wonderful opportunity for our guys to go out there and conquer things that have bothered them. And so we can defend the run. They're just very good at it, too. So a lot of credit to them. You know, they had 100 and some yards through three quarters. And then the fourth quarter, Penn State went out, and I think they had 130 yards in the fourth quarter. So it'll come down to our ability late in the game to defend the run. And I think we start to talk about stopping the run. That takes everybody. It takes your defense. Also takes your offense scoring points. You know, they're a top 25 defense. They're giving up 316 yards per game. So it'll be a great challenge all around.
Oh, the fourth quarter. It'll be the fourth quarter. That's when you start to really lock in on it. I mean, you can stop them, or at least slow them. But then what happens in the fourth quarter? That's the telling.
Yeah,
that's telling time.
Yeah, it is. It's always as the game wears on.
Right.
With it. Now it didn't appear like that from the voice tone that I heard, that Coach Rhule was real excited about a night game.
I would agree with that.
The tone was not, and it really wasn't so excited about the night game. I think it was more about the conversation. Seemed to me like it was more about that there are certain teams in the Big Ten that get a pass to say we choose not to play at night.
Michigan and Ohio State, Penn State. Mm-hmm. I think Penn State, Oregon,
in Oregon. So they have their right of refusal.
Well, I think they get tolerances for obvious reasons. I mean, they're so marketable. Nebraska, I mean, come on, Nebraska's lost a lot now. They've lost a lot in the last decade.
Yes.
And they're not as attractive as Ohio State, right?
The attractiveness is that you have such a fan base that watches, but when it goes outside of that, no, it's not as much. Nebraska people always talk about that it was must-see TV. Mm-hmm. You know, like they still talk about that there's no one right now that outnumbers, you know, you don't mess with Alabama and Notre Dame right now as far as those two numbers. But that would be hard. Now, I would say this, though, which Coach Rhule alluded to. You'll have way more eyes on that game than you would if it was mixed in with one of those 12, 11 a.m. kicks. If it was just kind of a random 11 a.m. kick, people are still getting ready for the day. The game's on in the background.
God, yes.
It's in your garage.
I'm never ready for an 11 a.m.
And you're kind of looking, going, oh, yeah, okay, it's the, 13:13.
I'm never settled in at 11 a.m.
No,
never.
No. So that would for that part of it is a plus. You'll have more people to be able to see it. But it is a tough place to get to, plus tough place to go. You gain an hour flying back, so... He mentioned 3 a.m. If they get back by 3 a.m., they've done a really good job, be honest with you.
What a gorgeous place to go to. It's beautiful. wow.
You'll be in an Airbnb. But think about this, though, Steve. When you get done with the game, you're right to an Airbnb. You're right there.
You've always referred to Penn State as what, Sip? Your trips out there?
Croatia.
Yeah, you said Croatia. That's right. Going to Croatia this weekend.
Okay, speaking of Croatia, he's going to his... Oh, God, Rhule will kill me for saying that. But anyway, he's going to his alma mater. What's he think about going to his alma mater?
I don't have very many at all, to be honest with you.
Feelings.
I spoke earlier to you guys about how much I love my time there, but it's just different for me, Sam, because I've been back so many times. The only things I feel, to be quite honest, was like my grandfather had season tickets at Penn State, and so you know he's no longer living, right? You know, my grandmother's no longer living. So just the people that poured into me and meant a lot to me in my life, you know, just. They won't be there for this. I have a great picture when we beat Penn State at Temple in 2015. I have a great picture of my uncle Chuck Sponsky, who was he's in the Pennsylvania High School Coaches Hall of Fame. Runs up and he's getting ready to hug me, and he's no longer living. But passed away during COVID. So I'll think a lot about probably people that would have been at that game that aren't here. But outside of it, I mean, I have a lot of respect for Terry. I have a lot of respect for their team. But I'm I want this week to be 100% about our players. You know, I want our guys to play their best football game. And so Yeah, that's really all I feel.
What's the spread now, Jake?
We checked this morning. It was 9.5 yesterday. I'm guessing it stayed there, but let's see.
Farley came up with a 10.5 somewhere. Remember that yesterday?
Yeah, it's been kind of all over.
It is still at 9.5 this morning.
A little surprised on that. That will come down. That will come down. I'm gonna say that game goes off at 6.5.
6.5.
Okay. That's what I think.
Okay, yeah. He talked about TJ Lateef. You know who that is.
I sure do.
Quarterback.
Yes.
I just want him to go play. You know, they've got a ferocious pass rush. Number 33 is, I mean, besides having 5 sacks, 8.5 tackles for loss, he's also got 3 block punts. I mean, he is just fantastic, and it's not just him, right? They've got good players up and down the defensive line, all three levels. So, you know, there's going to be times where there's going to be pressure, and he's going to have to reverse out and go make a play and run. And I want him to play free. I want him to go out there and let it rip. You know, if he starts, you know, sometimes the first game, you know, the second game, you start to don't overthink too much. Just go out there and play. And play through the good plays and play through the bad plays and just stay one snap at a time. Use you know, to me, he's a triple threat. You know, use your brain, get us in the right play. Use your arm, make the right throws, and then use your legs. I think those are the things. You know, the biggest probably challenge is just the crowd noise, you know. I mean, it's one of the loudest places I've ever been. And so, you know, do you use the cadence? Do you clap? Do you go silent cadence? You know, how do you do those things? And what is he comfortable with? But, yeah, I want to see him play, man. This is a great opportunity for TJ, and I don't want him to play it close to the vest. I don't want our coaches to play it close to the vest. Like, we got to go play and see what happens.
We'll see what that crowd looks like. It's hard to tell.
StubHub right now, Jake?
No, let me check. That's not bad. It's not. I know it's not that expensive.
I'll tell you one thing. I didn't know while you were looking that up.
Yep.
Their center's name is Nick Dawkins. He is the son of Chocolate Thunder.
Oh, really?
He is the son of Chocolate Thunder.
I'm considering making the trip.
Just for this
guy. Yes, I would go for that.
Look what you've done, Sid.
I would go for that. Me and Steve grew up. With Daryl Dawkins, Chocolate Thunder, and he said he was from Lovetron. Right. Yet the poster he had said he was from Lovetron.
Right.
And he's the first that I recall of breaking a backboard. He's the first guy that
he did.
He's the first. I mean, it was done. I don't know if he's done before that, but he's the one who sensationalized it.
Dawkins, their starting center, son of Chocolate Thunder from Lovetron.
Just Google Chocolate Thunder. Was he 6'10"?
Big dude.
Probably what, 275? It was like ridiculous. It was like, oh wow, oh wow,
so,
look
so
at
Nick
this.
Dawkins could put, I'm from Lovetron.
I know he's from Lovetron. It's true.
I'm seeing this on the ESPN site via Vivid Seats.
Okay.
Tickets for Penn State, Nebraska as low as $7.
Yeah, there won't be a.
Yeah, it'll be.
$7 to get you into Penn State,
Well, they
Nebraska.
Have 70,000 there.
Here's the deal. Is can they rally up for their senior class and for those guys that are going to be out there? Do they just say, you know what, we got a home game. This team has been through it all. Mm-hmm. I know what would happen at Nebraska. It would still be termed sold out. It wouldn't be full, mm-hmm. but you would never. It wouldn't look like it wasn't full. The best
it
way to put
it. Good.
It looked pretty good. This is so massive.
So big.
It's so massive that when it's not good, it's like the Rose Bowl. When it's not good, it looks really bad.
Oh, I've been there when there's gaping. Holes, we'll call it, and there's just tons of empty seats that are, yeah.
I think the night game.
I saw it in 2013, 2011.
Yes,
I think the night game makes it harder, in my opinion, for the fans. Some of us go, you know what? Like I said, it's hard to get to. They're all driving from Harrisburg, wherever. They're all driving
from
right?
wherever,
and they're going like, okay, this game's getting over at 10, you know, like that. And
gotta
like,
fight traffic, get out of here.
Hold on, there's times to kick off 6
yep. p.m.
So 7 Eastern.
Yep.
So they're getting out of there. They're late. They're going to be going like, you know what? I'm just going to enjoy this from my house. And
a lot of people do that.
And the students.
That's why it's $7 to get in.
Yeah, students, yeah, $7 to get in. So $7. It will not be. Right now, you have to practice with crowd noise. You have to be able to do that. That's just a natural you do all the time. But there won't be much crowd noise. Yeah.
I will say this, though. If you're a Nebraska player, don't you want that place packed?
You want it packed. Oh, you'd much rather have it full. You'd like to walk out. You know, when you go out. I coached there. We were at Rutgers. It's like, huh. All right. We kind of wish it was packed. We like playing.
It wasn't.
This is like it was like we were playing at Rutgers.
Yeah,
that's what it felt like.
You could do one more.
Maybe one quick one.
Maybe a little.
21.
Grahamstad. Grahamstad. You know who Grahamstad is?
Jalen Grahamstad.
Yeah, he's the backup quarterback. So how's that picture look?
Yeah, I mean, I think last week was a really good week for us to get Jalen a bunch of reps, you know, because he's one play away from playing. Really, really pleased with Marcos. Like, he's come a long, long, long way, and he got a bunch of reps. So, you know, to me, it takes all of us. It takes every single guy. And part of it is, like, you know, hey, what's my level of preparation like? What's my performance like? And also, like, you know, just the execution of it. Even a week like this where you're going to have to try to hear a play call with that sound right through a headset and then go out there and communicate in the huddle. Those two things are a challenge in and of themselves. And so, you know, you have to be ready. You know, Dylan last year went to Ohio State and played in a similar environment and played a great game. And we had a chance to win it. TJ, you know, got thrust into the game against USC. We had a chance to win it. We went out to UCLA. We won the football game. You know, he's going to be more than ready. I'm really convinced and believe in him. And I think his humility and work ethic will always shine through. And I'll say the same thing about Jalen. Jalen Graham says just one of those guys, when you watch him walk through the facility, like he just kind of fist bumps everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't just talk to his circle of guys. He kind of just knows everybody. Like, I'm going to try to hire him. I can tell you that. Like, I'm going to try to hire him. I'm not going to pay him a lot, but I'm going to try to hire him at some point, because he just has that gift, right? And, you know, coaching is way more about connection than anything else, at least at the college level. And I think Jalen's just a born natural coach. And those guys, you know, he and Derek Branch to me are two guys that I look at. Now, Derek's going to go make a ton of money in business, I think, but they would be great, great, great coaches because they positively affect everything that's happening in the locker room all the time.
Huge game for TJ Lateef. I mean, if he goes 2-0, and then, you know, even if it's 2-1, if he goes 2-1 or 3-0, I think you would say that it could profoundly affect the future of that position at Nebraska. If he goes 2-1 or 3-0, then you just got to, then I'm kind not sure of all how it, bets
how it,
are off.
I'm not sure how it couldn't.
Yeah, oh, yeah, right. Then kind of all bets are
I'm
off.
I'm not sure
yeah,
how it couldn't.
Right. It affects a lot, right. One way or the other, affects yeah. a lot. Decisions will have to be made.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's a good way to put it. That's a great way to put it.
And it might even be already decisions have to be made.
Maybe.
But then it becomes just more.
There's just more to it.
Oh, yeah, there's more to it. There's no doubt.
There you go. There's Matt Rule's report from yesterday. Before we get to break, if you're hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincoln, Bill, where would you send the Breakers this morning?
The Bird.
Early Bird is open
early.
Right now with the pastels.
11 minutes.
Yes, they've been open for 11 minutes. They are at 19th and K, and they have
ice
free
cold Busch Light
and spacious parking and ice cold Busch Light yeah. or Bloody Marys. Bloody Mary right now. Then.
How about a blended margarita? No salt.
They'd have that too.
That sounds pretty
Maybe
good.
Maybe margarita rocks with salt.
Maybe.
Okay.
They're serving that at 6:41.
It's a Tuesday. Sometimes you just got to get through a Tuesday.
Yep. Yes. They Let's also have breakfast tacos, breakfast nachos, French toast, waffles, pancakes, and the world famous Hash holes. Stop by today, Early Bird, 19th and K, for breakfast, brunch, for lunch today. When we come back, reporter assessment by our very own Sip.
Whoa.
Of a very odd situation that happened after NC State Miami.
Yes,
that's
talk
next
to us
on Early Break.
Paint a picture.